Jesus Christ, you people suck.
Wow.
Wolverine on a tangent.
Back in the days when we played video games, it was hardcore for the nerdy and lazy. Now things have changed, and all our video games are also for the casual and lady.
But that's okay, you know the score. We told you a million times before, playing consoles, not just games, is in the past. And every week you listen to the best damn internet radio crew. It's the N4G Podcast. It's the N4G Podcast.
All right, it's time for another week of N4G Radio.
For the week of April 6th, 2009. Do I have the right date?
I hope so, because you just started recording the show.
Yeah, I do. April 6th, 2009. First episode of April 2009.
Yes.
Wow.
And it's going to be a short month because we're only going to do three shows.
Yeah, we won't be here next week.
Because it's the Easter.
It's the Easter next week.
Peter Cottontail's in town, so we got to head out.
Yeah.
But this week we got some game fondling.
That we do.
And GambusCon's wearing a giant Contra t-shirt.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
It is pretty awesome.
Thank you.
What do we have? GambusCon? We have the Wombat Ryan Wombo.
What's going on?
Who has glasses on his hat?
Yeah, I do have some glasses. I forgot to take my sunglasses off my hat. I'm going to put them on just for that. So I'm going to do the rest of the show in sunglasses indoors because I'm Corey Hart.
Cool.
I wear my sunglasses at night so I can. Go ahead.
Yeah, you always say my name. It always sounds like you're saying Wombo when you say my
Wombo?
Name.
Wombo?
Yeah.
I say that on purpose.
You always, it's like you forget the L and the D on the end.
No, I don't forget. I just omit them.
Gotcha.
On purpose.
Papoose.
On papoose.
Hey. And we also have Testa the Killer Wolverine Testa.
Hey.
Super.
Super.
We have a good show.
It begins.
It begins. That's the theme of today's show is hey.
Hey.
Every show has a theme.
Hey.
This week's is hey.
Last week's was Wonder Woman's balls on your nose.
Wonder Woman.
I don't know where to start this week.
This is why we need a video podcast.
Dude, it's... Maybe it's coming.
Maybe it's coming. Maybe it's coming. But that way we can do the crazy zoom in and out thing on somebody's face real fast. While they make big bug eyes.
That's what bug eyes sound like.
And that noise.
And that noise.
And
yes.
This is further proof why we need a video podcast.
Indeed. I have to do it today. I have to start with GambusCon today.
You start with me?
Hey.
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 Okay.
Did you find some sailors?
Hey. What's that?
Did you find some sailors this week?
No, I didn't.
Oh. Hey, sailor.
Wow, this is awful. Did I just hear a cat
That's
meow?
I heard it too.
Yeah, was that a cat?
Well, ain't no cats over
there. There's some manner of ghost cat haunting the studio, apparently.
Oh, yes. Snap.
Snap shizzle. So what are you playing?
Okay. As I clear my throat.
Hey. Let's clear my throat every week.
Which makes good radio, by the way.
It does.
Yeah.
Jesus wow. Christ, just stop.
Wow, that was like stereo, man.
Two in a row.
Oh, jinx.
Whoa. Back to back to back.
On the PS2, I played... Well, let me explain a little bit. You know, I got some money back from Uncle Sam.
Uncle Obama.
Oh, yeah, and you know, I also worked some overtime, so I got a little bit of money. So I blew about half of it on video games. So this is pretty much the reason why I have so many games I'm talking about this week or whatever. So here we go.
Y'all's wrong.
On PS2, I picked up King of Fighters 98 Ultimate Bout.
Nice.
Or Ultimate Match.
How many versions of King of Fighters 98 do you own now?
Two.
Two.
Yeah, because... Because
it's 2009.
Yeah.
I'm just throwing that out there.
It is 2009.
Well, for the uninitiative, whatever.
Uninitiated?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, thank
it's
you.
Cool.
Thank you.
No problem.
Thanks for the pronunciation, because yeah. I'm a master of mispronunciation.
Consider it a bailout.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you,
lots
sir.
Of political.
Yeah, there's a lot.
But anyway, King of Fighters 98 Ultimate Match for PS2 is basically the expanded edition of the original 98. And the thing is, the original 98 was basically the climax to the Orochi saga.
Oh.
Yeah. Good one.
Ouch.
But this game is very similar to 98. I mean, it's basically the same game, but with several new characters, some new stages. The graphics actually look a little smoother. There's an arranged soundtrack with actual instrumental background music. I like it. It's good. It's basically, you know, because a lot of the SNK fans, you know, regarded 98 as the pinnacle of the King of Fighters series, and a lot of them believe that the series actually went downhill after that. So SNK basically took the best and made it better.
Like they're doing with King of Fighters 12.
King of Fighters 12 looks incredible.
Kick ass.
It looks freaking amazing.
Almost
I can't
as
wait.
Good as Blaze Blue.
It doesn't look quite as good, but
it still looks badass.
It still looks good enough to get, in my opinion.
Good enough to eat.
Yes.
Delicious.
Oh, yeah.
Nutritious.
Yep. And then, on the Game Boy Advance.
What?
Yes.
Dude, what year is this podcast? PS2 and GBA?
Hey, man, I'm going back in time.
Oh, Jesus.
Solid.
I picked up...
Feel like turn back time. Oh, no.
That's right. I broke out share this week.
No. Oh, man.
I decided it was enough. Enough of back in time.
If I could turn back time, I would erase that video showing her ass. That's what I'd do if I could turn back
you
time.
You know you loved it.
No. I know
Feel
I love
like
to close
turn
my
turn
eyes
back time.
And shoot myself.
You know, you seem very much like Cher.
That's not a compliment.
That is not at all a compliment. Although I appreciate your input.
Oh, okay.
I appreciate your input.
But anyway, on the...
What is that?
I just busted out the Bloodhound Gang, sorry.
I picked up Shin Megumi Tensei Demi Kids. Yeah.
Demi Kids! Yay!
Is that like the Pokemon version of Shin Megami?
Yes, it's very much like Pokemon. It looks like Pokemon. It plays like Pokemon.
Isn't Shin Megami like regarded as being an adult RPG?
Yes.
Why would they do this?
I think as almost a practical in-joke to its own audience, because it takes place in an elementary school, right?
Instead of a high school.
Instead of a high school, yeah. Yeah, like the Persona series.
See, I pay attention.
Devil Kids.
And these little kids in elementary school basically come up with the bright idea, hey, let's, there's a book about demonology in the library. Yeah, let's go and summon a demon. So they go to the library and they say these magic words from a demonology book. And they resurrect a gargoyle in the middle of the library.
Is it from that old
awesome.
TV show?
It is.
Yeah.
Dude, that show was awesome.
That was a pretty good show. Didn't the same people who did
Chippendale's Rescue Rangers?
Yeah.
Yeah, same people.
Yeah, that was good.
It's a
it was
good
show.
It was.
Even though it was about gargoyles.
Yeah, no doubt.
Hey, I like gargoyles. They're pretty cool.
They're not bad to hang out with.
Uh-huh.
I've hung out with a few gargoyles in my time.
You know, the thing about gargoyles is they're always stoned.
Oh, snap.
Jesus Christ, hey. Today's a good day. Bad game with John Jones.
That was awesome. The thing about gargoyles is they're always stoned.
Wow.
That's the best thing ever. Gambus, you're my hero.
Thank
you.
I just came up with that.
This is why he has the multiple Twitter follow.
But, yeah.
David Blaine's in this bitch.
You resurrect a gargoyle, you know, and you start fighting demons, and you start befriending demons, and
I hate when that happens. They never pay back the money they borrow.
Yeah. And what really kind of sucks, but at the same time is kind of a tradition for the series, is that there's no safe place. No matter where you are, you're always going to be attacked by random battle demons that happen quite frequently the whole demons. Time.
No place to hide, like Metal Gear Solid 4?
No place to hide. You
like,
just
like the tagline for Metal Gear Solid 4? Even though there were lots of places to hide?
I hit all the time in that game.
It's like you'll go into a classroom and you're like talking to another student, and it's like, holy crap, it's a Cyclops, you know.
Holy crap.
If I had a dollar for every time that happened to me during the course of a day.
You wouldn't even have a dollar.
But yeah,
holy crap, a Cyclops.
It's kind of weird, too, because in the opening prologue to the game, it takes place in like this place that's like outside of time or something. And this like demon
Delaware?
Comes in. What's that?
Delaware?
No, I think it's Tartarus.
Oh.
Tartarus.
Oh, I've been there several times.
Yeah. Tartarus?
Tartarus.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like the place between heaven and hell.
Like yeah.
Tartar sauce?
Yeah, but anyway, like.
Their visitors bureau sucks.
There's like this cosmic phenomenon of like a time shift opening up. And this demon comes in and he's like, Lucifer, there's a time shift opening up. And Lucifer's like, oh, we must save the universe or something, and we must find lawyers who can befriend demons. And
lawyers?
Yeah, lawyers, exactly.
And also, I need fresh towels.
Yes. So, in other words, this game, like, it almost seems like the main protagonist is Lucifer.
Wow.
And it's about little kids resurrecting and befriending demons.
It's, hey, kids!
If you like Pokemon...
If you like Pokemon, and
where
if you
do you
like
get
Satanism,
a load of this?
Come on down the street to Lucifer's Corner of Tartarus.
Yeah.
Yay!
So,
how about some marmalade?
It's a very, very bizarre game.
I just picture like this awful Bozo the Clown like kids show starring Lucifer.
They have marmalade that causes you to commit adultery.
Demons are your friend.
But
everyone didn't appreciate the Family Guy
I know,
reference.
I'm sorry.
It's. Yeah, I haven't seen Family Guy in a while. I know it's blasphemous, you know.
It is. That's why you're playing games about Lucifer.
I haven't watched Family Guy in a while. The last episode I watched really wasn't that funny, so.
But to me, Demi Kids is just kind of a tongue of cheek, you know. This is silly, you know, nudge nudge, wink wink.
Demonic Pokemon.
Yeah,
demonic
Pokemon.
Pokemon.
Yeah.
So what else you fond of lying?
Let me see here. PS3, I played some more of Solgner X, which is the side-scrolling shoot-em-up game. And there was a patch recently released for this game, which includes a beginner mode that's even easier than easy.
I hope so.
Yeah. And I played it, and it seems just about as easy or as difficult as easy is. It's still pretty darn tough. I noticed that I took less damage, so that's probably the difficulty rating right there. And the thing is, a little bit of a slight rant on that game. I love the game, by the way. I think it's fantastic. You know, it's kind of a slow, more of a methodical shoot 'em up, kind of like R-Type, but not quite as deep as R-Type, but still trying to channel the methodical pace of R-Type. But anyway, like the second stage, you know, stage two, there's it's very, very detailed. You're inside of like a factory. And my main complaint with this stage is that the stage is actually so detailed that you can't really tell the difference between the ceiling and the floor. And the thing is, if you hit the ceiling or the floor, it takes away damage because you're scratching up the ship, essentially. But it's just so detailed that it's very difficult to tell when you're hitting the ceiling or floor because there's like, it's almost like a junked up factory. Like if it was like something bad happened, like an explosion or something. But other than that, it's pretty sweet. And it's also pretty difficult to, you know, deciphering the ceiling and the floor when you're fighting a bunch of waves of enemies that, when you're in such a cramped space, make it even more difficult than what it was. So I played some more of that. I didn't get as far as I did before. I think the furthest I got was like stage four. I think there's like either five or six stages in all. So I didn't get as far because I wasn't really playing it, you know, to play it. I was basically just seeing how the new difficulty patch, how it worked. And it did seem like it was a slight easier than easy.
Excellent.
Yeah. And then I also played a little bit of Super Stardust HD, which I talked about the past couple weeks, and that's a really good game. I haven't beaten my high score yet. I've come close, but...
I finally played that this week.
Really?
I'm what you call Link to the Past, or as the internet people call it, Late to the Party.
I like it. I think it's a good game.
It's good. My only problem with it is like, Geometry Wars just can... Like it because it's basically Geometry Wars.
Yeah,
Geometry Wars like throws different enemies at you all the time. Whereas in this one, it goes in waves, like wave one, wave two, wave three, and then each one's like a stage. And like when you kill all the enemies, like the only thing left on the stage is just asteroids floating around. There seems to be so much fucking asteroid on every level.
Yeah,
I like the game. I love the way it plays, and it's freaking gorgeous. It looks like so much better than Geometry Wars, but like the asteroids are just freaking everywhere. Like, I feel like the game should be called Asteroids. But, see, then they get sued.
Yeah.
That's true. Nobody wants that.
It's fun, though.
Oh, yeah. I really enjoy it.
Definitely old school ass kicking. Because it'll kick your ass.
It will.
Is that what you mean by old school ass kicking?
Yeah.
That it will kick your ass?
Kicking ass old school.
See, because that wasn't readily apparent.
Well,
that's what you meant by ass kicking.
It needed to be. I'll send out a fucking memo.
Do it.
But, yeah, I also played some Street Fighter 4.
What's that?
It's a great fighting game.
What's a fighting game?
Indeed.
I don't know. But I got to give a shout-out to DeShredder, because me and him played. And it was pretty cool. Let me see here. Oh, yeah, on the Nintendo DS... We always have to come back to the DS on my fondling.
You're a DS fanboy?
Yes, I am. I admit it. Played a little bit more of Suikoden Tyrkis. Not as much as I would like, but I played a little bit more of it. But what I did play this week that I recently purchased was Professor Layton and the Curious Village.
Wow, you really late to the party on that one. That's an old game, isn't it?
Yeah, it was last year, and I wish I did play it last year because it would have...
Been an awesome review. Oh, wait.
Well, I mean, besides that, it would have made it in my...
top games of the year?
Yeah. It's really awesome.
You know, I think, and this is just a credit to how great 2009 is, I almost think I could make a top 10 games of 2009 already. But there's
it's
a
probably
lot,
possible.
There's
there
a
has
lot
been a lot of really
shit
good games.
Yeah.
Been out in 2009.
But I mean,
awesome already. You know?
Granted, you could always make a top 10 of 2000 whenever.
But I would feel comfortable that those games would be good enough to make it to the end of the year.
Gotcha.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, this year is really nice.
I think the best is yet to come.
Oh, I hope so. Because that means this year is going to be the shit.
I have a feeling that Uncharted 2 is going to be...
Yeah, Uncharted 2 is going to be awesome, and I want to see what hasn't been shown yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I really think Infamous and Prototype are going to be badass,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I do, too. I think Infamous is going to be awesome.
I think Prototype's
really
going to be really... I think Prototype's going to be the fun, stupid, like, gory version of an open-world game, like Crackdown with gore. And I think Infamous is going to be real story-driven with an open-world game. I think they're both going to be really awesome.
Yeah, for slightly different reasons.
Yeah, they're very different kind of looking games, you know. And I think they're both going to be awesome.
On the surface, they're similar, but, you know, when you get more into specifics of, like, gameplay mechanics, they do seem to be quite different.
And we can't forget that we've already mentioned that there are two 2D fighters still to come out this year.
Yeah.
Huge 2D fighters to come out this year.
Really beautiful HD goodness.
I would feel comfortable that 2009 could be the greatest year in gaming for a long, you know, for a long time.
Could be.
Yeah.
Since, like, back in the 90s and stuff, late 90s. This could be one of the best, dude.
The late 90s, that was kind of like the pinnacle.
GTAs, MGSs, the good ones.
All those other acronyms.
Yes.
Back when Final Fantasy was actually awesome.
Wait a minute. You're implying it has been awesome?
Oh, awesome.
Final Fantasy in the 90s, every time a Final Fantasy game came out, it was like a big event for me. It was like, you know, waiting up all night long, lose sleep.
All night long.
Now you just wait 4 years for the next one. Or 8 years. Or 16. 7 years. Or
whatever denomination of four you like.
of four. But anyway, Final Fantasy nowadays is like, there's a new Final Fantasy game coming out every couple months, and now it's just, the name is being dragged through the mud.
I'm sorry, I totally derailed your fondling. What were you on, DS?
Yes.
Professor Layton.
Professor, way back, Professor Layton in the Curious Village. This game is a awesome animated voiced game.
Is that a new genre?
Yes, it's got a lot. It's got a lot of animation scenes. It's got a lot of voice.
I got a question about the game. Does it make you feel stupid sometimes?
Yes, it does.
Because that seemed like the kind of game that would make me feel stupid. Because they have those logic puzzles.
Oh my
god! And sometimes
god.
It's such a simple logic that you don't think of it.
I played the game for about an hour and a half so far, and half hour of that hour and a half was spent on one puzzle.
Wow!
See, that would just make me feel like stupid.
Yeah. It really did.
And then when you get the answer, you're like, duh.
Duh.
Duh, I'm stupid.
I'm stupid.
But, there's a little, most of the puzzles, you just read what the puzzle is about, and then you just stare at it. And you just keep staring. It just works. The logic in your head while you're just looking at the puzzle, and you're just like
minute math in school.
And puzzles are pretty tough, and I'm still at the very beginning of the game. I mean, I'm at the very beginning of the game.
That's one of those games that anytime you'd have to use a walkthrough, it would totally ruin the game.
Yeah.
Because it just defeats the whole purpose of the puzzle.
Right.
It actually, when I was like sitting there and looking at the puzzles, I was like, man, this reminds me of kind of reminded me of Braid. Because Braid, you know, is beautiful, you know, whimsical, you know, somewhat story-driven, except, well, Professor Layton is even more story-driven. But it's kind of like, you know, they build a world around puzzles. That's kind of what I'm getting at, you know. Which is cool.
We built this city on rock and roll.
That was terrible.
Wow. We're all over the place today.
Yeah, we are. We're
Gambus' fondling's all over the place, dude. We've went from 1998 to 2009. It's crazy shit.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Professor Layton, like I said, if I played it last year, it would have changed my
world.
My world, my perception of video games.
Jesus, oversell much?
Yeah.
Somebody's going to go buy
this. This game single-handedly changed my perception on video games.
Yes.
Somebody's going to go out and buy this game and be like, no, no, no. GambusCon's lied.
They're going to fly out here and slap you over the face with a copy of Highlights.
So what else are you playing?
And that is it.
What are you looking forward to playing this week?
Okay. There's a couple of games I actually bought recently that I still have not even played yet. I picked up R-Type Command, or Tactics, or Command, or Tactics, whatever it's called.
I have PSP. One,
yeah.
I have one question for you. How many motherfucking DS games do you have? I've been wondering this for a while, because like, he buys two like every week or so.
I don't know. I haven't even counted.
I bet that's a monster collection. You need to take a picture of that.
I do.
Because you probably got like an ass load.
Because I also bought another DS game as well this week. I bought Broken Sword.
Mm.
Yeah, the, what is it, the Secret of the Templar or something like that?
I bet he could post his picture of his DS games on a shelf and like people would cry.
I counted the DS games I owned like, I think it was maybe 6 months ago, and it was like 30.
Well, that's not as many as I expected.
Man, me either. I was like thinking 100 or...
But then again, I actually have been buying a lot of DSs in the DS games in the last 6 months.
Gotcha.
So, I don't know. I might have doubled that. Well, maybe not. Maybe 15.
So what do you think of R-Type Command? Oh, you haven't played it yet?
I have not played it yet.
We're in future fondly. Pay attention.
I liked the demo a lot. So I thought it was fun. It was one of those games where at first you're like, really? Grid-based strategy in the R-Type universe? Really?
Yeah.
But I really liked the demo. I thought it was a lot of fun. So that was one of those games that was always on my future purchase list and then never got purchased. So
yeah, I took a chance on it because it was real cheap.
How much was it?
15.
Oh, that's not bad at all. I may actually pick it up now.
So what else are you going to play this week?
Broken Sword. I'll probably play some more Street Fighter 4. I neglected Resident Evil 5.
Because you don't have a partner.
Yeah. It kind of sucks because, you know, I'm at this point in this game where, you know, you're fighting the chainsaw guy for the second time, not the first time. And it's one of those things that I would rather have a partner to play through this particular part.
It's all right. Killer Wolverine has played it enough for everybody in this room.
It's true.
Yeah.
He, you know, the chainsaw guy you're talking about, he can tell you how to beat him in one shot.
Yeah.
You must be really good.
No.
Oh, okay.
Just upgraded a lot of weapons.
But
Killer Wolverine is playing the game with his longtime partner, his right hand.
Yeah. Oh. And left hand.
Wow.
Man, you got like a
double
threesome
fist in it,
going
huh?
On.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's nasty.
Yeah, threesome. Party in my pants.
Wow. And everybody's coming.
No, just one.
The pants party?
This guy.
The pants party? Would you like to come to the pants party? Party at my pants?
If we had not said this earlier, the N4G podcast is suited for mature audiences only.
Yeah, it's not really safe for work.
Yeah, it's not safe for work. It's
yeah, I should probably
it's
know
not,
that already.
It's not safe for your mom and dad. And
unless your mom and dad are really cool.
Man, they'd have to be super, super cool.
They might get some of the jokes that you don't.
There's also research that it may cause you to become infertile. It hasn't been confirmed yet.
We're still doing tests on GambusCon.
We're looking into that.
Wow, you couldn't have said that at a worse time.
It may lower sperm count.
or it may increase it.
It may. One never knows. We won't know until we get the research back.
Indeed.
That's Kill Wolverine's job.
GambusCon's research, and that's nasty.
That is.
Anyway, we're going to move on.
Hey.
To Wombat's fondling of GambusCon's test results.
Test results.
So,
another joke about scrotums.
I heard that you played The Witcher this week.
I did, yes, but I'll save that for the last part of my fondling because that's what I played the most of.
Yeah, he said don't ruin. He had a spoiler, and you just spoiled before the movie started.
Spoiler alert.
Way to go, buddy.
Man.
Way to ruin the show.
Man.
Damn you.
Man.
Whole
but
thing's down the tube.
It was on Twitter.
Now. It was on Twitter.
Yeah, you spoiled it on Twitter.
I sort of spoiled it myself. I played some Sonic's Ultimate Genesis Collection this week.
The bomb sauce.
Yeah.
Nice.
I played a couple different games. I played some Streets of Rage and some Sonic Spinball and some regular Sonic and Golden Axe and a whole bunch of awesomeness. Some Rystar, actually.
Yes.
Sweet.
So I played a decent amount of that just to mess around and get some trophies because they're fun trophies to get.
Decap attack, buddy.
Although I will say that game features what is probably the easiest gold trophy of any gold trophy ever, and that's the use magic 10 times on Golden Axe 3,
oh,
and you get
right.
a gold trophy for it.
That's one of the golds?
Yeah, that's one of the golds.
See, one of the golds
another one of the golds,
be the harder ones.
Another one of the golds that I got was 10,000 points, or 10 million points on the first level on Sonic Spinball, which, if you beat the level, it's not that hard. So I played a little bit of that, had some fun with that. I also played on the PS3 some more Street Fighter, of course, because it wouldn't be a week for me without playing Street Fighter. I played Maze 13 in some matches online, so shout out to him for some fun matches. And I saw that I was challenged. I didn't really notice until I opened up Twitter today, and we had a direct message from Carnage, who apparently challenged me on the forums. I haven't had time to be on the forums this week. So apparently he challenged me to some Street Fighter. So anytime, I mean, I'm always up for Street Fighter. So anytime you want to shoot me a message, if you see me on, send me a message and we'll throw down. So
or throw up.
Or one of the two. One of the two. Because I'm always down.
You know, I'd like to see the matches between
no appreciation
you and
for
Carnage.
Aqua Teen either.
Because Carnage is a real formidable fighter.
He's a formidable opponent.
Yes, and I know that you are as well.
It could be a good showdown.
I would like. I would have liked. I would like to be there just to watch.
Sorry.
Bow, meow, meow. If I had a capture device, I'd try and record it, but I don't have a capture device. So, anyways, I played some more of that, as mentioned. But mostly, the big thing that I played this week was on the PC. I went PC fondling this week on you.
What the hell is a PC?
And played. Finally played The Witcher Enhanced Edition. I know that's sort of a late to the party thing since it won like a ridiculous amount of awards last year, but I finally have a PC that'll run it. So I picked that up this week. It's really good. I really, really like it. It's a, I mean, it's a really good sort of reminder of how good single-player PC RPGs can be. I like the combat. It's got kind of the, you click the sword icon on the enemy that you want to attack, and he starts his little attack animation. But towards the end of the attack animation, the sword starts, the sword icon turns to a flaming sword. And if you click it again when it's a flaming sword, he combos into another link. And then you can do that up to three times. And he'll keep comboing into stuff as long as you click the mouse again at the right time.
This is where carpal tunnel comes from.
Yeah. There's a whole bunch of, I think there's six different sword styles that you can use. Like there's a, so far I've only unlocked three, but there's a strong style where he holds a sword above his head. And it's for like slower enemies or enemies with armor. There's a fast style where he holds it sort of down in front of him. And then there's a group style where he holds it out to the side that's for attacking a lot of enemies at once. And he likes swing it around in bigger circles and stuff. You can also carry an axe and a small dagger and stuff. Those you can't use any of the sword styles with, but you can just, you know, regular attack with them. The Geralt, the main character, is an awesome character. The game's based off a series of novels, and he's a really awesome character. Basically, for people who don't know, a Witcher in the universe is a they're mutated humans who their entire job is hunting and killing monsters. At the beginning of the game, you find out that Geralt died and was somehow brought back to life, or somehow came back to life, but you don't know how, at least at the part in the story that I'm at yet. And he has no memory of anything before the last couple weeks. So as I'm going out in the world, like for instance, one of the quests I had the other day, I'm just going across. This wasn't even part of a quest, but I'm going across town to get to someplace I needed to be for another quest, and I see these people who are bullying this dwarf. And the thing about it is there's a lot of like fantasy stuff in it, but it all kind of has a darker edge to it, like a more realistic edge to it. So they're bullying this dwarf because they're racist, basically. And so you can choose to either keep walking or you can rescue the dwarf and fight the guys off. Once you fight the guys off, the dwarf comes over to thank you, and then he realizes, or then he recognizes you, and you find out that he was one of your good friends, and he was actually there when you died, but you don't get any more information out of him, basically. But so I mean, it's got a lot of cool little things like that in it. Like I said, the main characters, he's kind of a womanizer too.
He's like
so
James
there's
Bond.
I'm like 2 or 3 hours in, and I've already slept with two different women in the game.
That sounds like a Gambus Con game.
So,
I heard this game was pretty mature.
Yeah, it does. It definitely has some mature content to it. I mean, there's no in the two sex quote unquote scenes that I've been in the game so far. It doesn't show anything. It just kind of like the screen shows a you collect it looks kind of like a tarot card or a playing card with a portrait of the girl on it. When you sleep with them, you collect one of their card or whatever.
It's just like real life.
So it just shows that on the front of the screen, and you kind of see some stuff going on in the background, but it's all like blurred out and red tinted. So you don't really see anything. It's just, you know, mostly implied.
Gambus Khan's about to go invest in tarot cards.
So in other words, this is kind of like a grown man's version of Pokemon where he's collecting cards.
Yeah, you got to catch them all, apparently.
Got to catch them
apparently,
all.
You got to catch something.
apparently, Geralt's got to catch them all.
Like business cards is what I was going to say. Like
it's kind of, yeah, I mean, except they're... They've got a portrait of a nearly naked lady on the front of them.
But
yeah, I mean, the game itself is fantastic. And the story so far is really, really good, too.
It's fantastic.
And I like the whole, like, the other thing is a lot of people don't trust Witchers because they're not exactly human. So there's a lot of mistrust and stuff going on there, too. And so far I've run into some pretty interesting characters in the game. So it looks like it's going to be really awesome. I'm anxious to play some more of it. I'm glad that I actually finally have a system that runs it pretty well. And it doesn't look all that great on my system because my system's not top of the line, but still it looks pretty good. The textures are really good. So
it'll be interesting to see how they port it.
Yeah, that's what I'm interested in that too. Once the, what I'm most interested in, honestly, having played the PC version now, I'm most interested in how the combat will control in the console version. I'm curious to see where they go with that because the PC game actually features two different means of control. You can either do an over-the-shoulder camera where you control him with the WASD keys like you would a regular like a third-person game on the PC, and you can control him that way. Or you can switch to an isometric camera where the camera pans out and you control him like you would in Diablo where you click and you run. Yeah, you run to there and then you click here and it runs to there.
Diablo is the ultimate carpal tunnel game.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, you you get to choose, which is nice because I started out actually with the over-the-shoulder view and then switched to the isometric. I find it's easier to do the isometric when you're just, like, traveling a lot of distance, and then it's easier to do the other when you're in combat with a whole bunch of people. So, because it's easier to just click somewhere and let him run than try and hold it down and run yourself.
Run your ass over there.
Yeah. So, that was most of my fondling this week. So, and it's really, really good.
Cool.
So, what are you looking forward to this week?
More Witcher, more Street Fighter, other than that, I'm not quite sure.
Some Legends of WrestleMania for review?
I definitely need to get the Legends of WrestleMania. That's my bad. I definitely need to get the Legends of WrestleMania and the MLB The Show reviews up. Oh, yeah, I played some more of The Show this week. How did I not remember that?
It just don't matter.
And it continues to be awesome. But, yeah, I should definitely have those this week. So I can send Legends of WrestleMania back and see what Gamefly sends me. See if maybe they hook me up with Mad World or Halo Wars.
So two very good games.
Just depends on what they decide to send me.
So it's time for the Killer Wolverine.
Hey.
Did you play anything besides Resident Evil this week?
Yes. I did.
What is?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Do you want to hear about it?
Yeah.
Do you?
That's why I asked.
Sweet.
That's what this part of the show is for.
Yeah, otherwise we'd tell you to wait outside while we did the podcast.
I'll wait outside today. Shit, it's a nice day.
It is a nice day out.
Go play some.
We should do the podcast outdoors.
We did that once.
Wait, is anybody in here?
Yes, we did. I think we're the only two that did it, though.
No, he was there.
No, Gamus was there. Right. I was the only one who was missing when you guys did it in the garage.
Yes.
Wow.
Nice.
Oh, nice. Oh, I made a joke about you two having sex in a garage.
We had to do the Gambus Khan, you know, research.
Oh yeah.
It's been ongoing for 2 years.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Holy shit.
Just
nasty.
Wow. Exactly.
Um,
not that there's anything wrong with that.
I have to apologize to Maze starting out because I was on the PS3 and we were going to play Warhawk, but I got kicked because of my shitty connection.
You got the boot.
Yeah. Well, that's okay because Maze got kicked halfway through one of our
that's
Street Fighter matches.
Saying about
so,
it. I think that was his connection.
Because of his connection. So.
So I do apologize, sir. I didn't, you know, run. I don't run.
Oh, you run.
So, he runs in hats.
Pansy ass.
So. So if I'm ever on PSN, you see me and you message me and I don't answer, or I just automatically disappear, it's because my connection breaks because of my
terrible.
Shitty router.
It's
so,
terrible.
Actually, it's probably because he picked up his PS3 in a fit of rage and threw it through the wall.
I have never touched my PS3 that way.
He touched it.
Give
up
it
the way
time.
It was,
give it time.
So, no, I don't break consoles, just controllers.
Yeah, consoles too damn expensive.
Yeah. So, I tried to play a little bit of Warhawk. That didn't work. So, I got a new addiction though on the PS3, and that's Burn Zombie Burn.
You might as well face it. You're addicted to Burn Zombie Burn.
I am, and it's a good little game. I wish it had a
your hot sweat.
Not that it matters, but I wish it had online co-op. But
another kiss.
Yeah, it's good. I like the when you play it more, you understand what you have to do. You R2 is your fire button. I guess you have a flame.
Fire!
And that weakens the zombies, so they're easier to kill. So, but you get better weapons. They drop better stuff when you set them on fire and kill them, but it messes up your combo chain. So it's kind of got its perks and its downfalls of setting them ablaze. So,
so there's lots of burning zombies, huh?
At one, there's a shit ton of zombies on the screen at one time. When you get up to the like 30s or 40s in the wave number, it's pretty much where it fills the screen. You can't really move.
So is this a twin stick shooter?
So wait,
no, it should be because
it should be.
I know he played it first, and then when I went to play it for the first time, I automatically went to the right stick to shoot, and like, oh, that don't work. So you either have to use the R1 button or the X button.
Really?
You have to get used to it.
You can also hold the L1 button.
To lock on.
And they'll lock on, and he'll just change
what
he's
locked on
to.
Which makes the game a shit ton easier.
Yeah, it does.
It takes a while to get used to, but once you use the lock on button and the X button or the R button, you'll get used to it.
Because I saw like 3 or 4 seconds worth of the game, and I was like, "Oh, twin stick shooter."
It should be.
It should be, but it's not.
No, I even forget what the R stick does.
I don't think it does anything, does it?
I thought it did.
Maybe it does.
I don't know. Oh, I thought you had a question.
No, that's okay.
All right. what was I? You can upgrade your dynamite. Which is kind of cool.
I want to upgrade dynamite.
Because you start off with
and
just a little...
And boom goes the dynamite.
With a little circle where the radius... And then where it blasts, you know.
Does it stay upgraded?
No, nobody that's listening can see what you're doing.
I know. But
so you increase...
He's making a little circle.
It does stay upgraded. What?
Increase the blast radius?
Yeah, essentially. Because the only way you can get upgrades for TNT is to set them on fire and then shoot
them. TNT!
I knew it was coming.
Sorry.
And then you unlock new levels by getting medals, which is accumulative, so I didn't know that at first. I thought you just had one shot, and then at the end it'll tally up all everything.
You only get one shot, do not
but
miss
it keeps
a blow.
Exactly. It keeps a running tally of everything, of all the zombies you
Eminem
kill.
Eminem knew all
and
about
the,
how to blow.
Medals, you know, at the end of that bar.
Yeah.
It keeps running tally of that and how many enemies you kill with each weapon. I don't know what that unlocks when you get it.
So you don't have to do it all in one run?
No.
So you can just keep playing until you get the gold medal.
Right.
I'll be damned.
That's
it's going to take me a while because the bronze medal didn't take me long, but I'm working on the silver.
The silver medal?
Silver.
That's what you get for being nice to all the zombies.
I'm working on the silver
I'm working on the silver medal, and it's taking a lot longer because you need more points to get up, you know, to get to the silver medal. But it unlocks different areas. The bronze medal unlocked in free play unlocked, you know, the different levels you can play in free play. If you want to unlock the defense levels, you got to get the bronze and all that in defense mode. And so
this game's pretty cool.
It's cool. I just wish it had, like I said, online. But it's got local co-op. But maybe they'll patch that for online. Not that I really play online right now. Anyways, with the PS3. So
yeah, we all need to have like an LBP session. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Well, I'll either have to hardwire it or get a new router.
King of acronyms today.
Yep. So, but yeah, I'm hooked on that game, and I have to thank you for letting me steal it
Yes.
So.
My game sharing abilities.
So, and that new text chat. No. No. I don't even want to talk about it. So we'll move on.
I didn't use it.
It's awful.
I never used the Xbox one either.
I used it. It's one of those things where I first jumped into it, and I'm like, "Yeah, this is kind of neat," but
no,
you gotta pause what you're doing because I'm about to ruin the image and the style that you used to. You gotta pause what you're doing to type out the stuff. It's only 32 characters,
yep.
I think, each line,
and
you can't type a full sentence.
And this wasn't the bottom.
Nobody's gonna
too.
Text chat during games.
No. Well, I mean, you do that on Xbox, but that we don't use.
I don't text chat.
You can open.
Games.
I mean, it doesn't close until you close it, so I guess that's cool. Not really, but it's sort of like the messaging.
You
thing.
Can't
I
say
don't,
fuck.
No, you can't say cuss words. And
well,
I was talking to Maze on this because he invited to me. I said, I don't know. He was saying something about his connection or something, and I typed the word connection.
Right.
The first four letters were asterisked out in connection, and I spelled it the right way. So explain that. And then he sent me he sent a message and it was all asterisked out and he's like, you can't say, you know, I don't know what word it was that he was trying to, you know, say.
Yeah.
So
yeah, the filter's a little overzealous and the character limit sucks. I mean the problem with the text chat, honestly, and you know, props to Sony for trying to do something cross-game chat-wise, but here's the thing. It ends up hurting them more than anything else because before this, the whole, well, Xbox has cross-game voice chat and PlayStation 3 doesn't, all that was like just a little bullet point in some idiot fanboy's argument against PS Network. But now with this update, because they included chat that's not voice, it's become like a front page thing all over the place. And all it did basically was shine a spotlight on the discrepancy between Xbox Live and PSN when it comes to chat. So to me, yeah, I mean, it's kind of a neat feature, but ultimately it was a mistake in terms of the image of PlayStation Network because invariably any cross-game chat feature that you include is going to be compared to Xbox Live. And when you only offer text and not voice, it's not a good comparison. So, to me, including the text chat was a mistake. They should have taken the time that they spent working on the text chat and used it to make voice chat instead, even if, you know, they didn't come out with a cross-game chat feature for another 4 months. At least when they did, it would be voice chat, and there wouldn't be this comparison that's going on right now.
Yeah.
So, they ended up, I mean, it's kind of a shooting themselves in the foot there a little bit.
But their online service is still better than Nintendo's.
This is definitely true. Definitely true.
Nintendo
where
has an online
on
service?
Nintendo, if I want to send Zero Tolerance a message, not only do I have to have his friend code, I also have to pray to the gods of communication that the message will actually reach him. So, but no, like I said, I mean, it's kind of a neat feature for people that, like, if a bunch of your friends are online and you just want to chat, but in terms of using it in-game, it's not really going to work.
See, I have a problem with that, too, because I know a lot of PC MMOs have it. I, for one, am not a quick typer, and I know some people out there either, A, won't have a USB keyboard or has that worthless wireless keyboard that goes on your PS3 controller, and you're sitting there, you know, responding to a question, and then 10 minutes later, you're on to a different conversation.
Right.
I think it's useless. I always thought it was useless. So, I mean, you got to give props to Sony for trying, but try harder.
I just, like I said, the whole thing, it's one of those things where it was an idea that had the best of intentions, but in the end, like I said, really what it does is it shines a spotlight on the discrepancy in the chat between the two systems, which is probably
That's
not their original intention.
That was everyone's complaint, is why give us this and not voice chat?
Right. And, I mean, you know, you want to give us something, that's fine, but why don't you take the time that you spent making the text chat room and invest that time and effort into trying to get voice chat to work? Like I said, even if it takes longer, I think most everybody would rather have that.
Yeah, I think that's a general consensus with everyone, with every PS3 owner. So
what else you playing?
Kudos for trying.
What else you playing?
On the 360, more Resident Evil. I'm starting it on Veteran, so...
So it's tough.
Meh. Not really.
Oh.
If you play with a good human partner, I won't play it by myself.
If you play with a good human partner and you have the upgraded hand cannon.
Well, that thing is a bitch to aim. I have to practice with it, but I'm still
Your
using my shotgun.
Your mom's a bitch to aim.
Yeah. Wow.
What?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I played a lot more of that. I only need 4 more achievements to fully beat it, which I didn't know, and that surprised me.
You played a lot of Resident Evil.
I did. So, I'm sorry. I'm going to try and play it on Veteran or go back and
Oh, you know what else I played this week? I played Wipeout this week, too. I forgot.
Well, yours is over. Fuck it.
I know, but I just wanted to throw that out there because Wipeout's badass.
It is badass.
So.
So what else are you playing?
I played Monsters vs. Aliens.
How was it?
You know, it's all right. I can't look over there. It's
all right.
It's really... It gets really repetitive and really tedious, really quick. The first level introduces you to everything, and it does the story in an interesting way. You play as the 3 different monsters. Susan is, what's her
name? Ginormica?
Yes, Ginormica. And then you play as her, she's, you know, trying to escape the prison, I guess they're contained in.
The monster prison.
Yeah. So you see her, she's doing all the heavy lifting and all the, you know,
because she's Ginormica.
Yeah, so you
played by Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah. Yep. And you help guide her out, and then you get to a certain point, and then you switch over to the missing Link, which he'll take care of, you know, stuff.
Kicking ass.
Yeah, kick ass.
He kicks ass.
And then the missing Link, huh?
Yeah. And then
they always call him the missing link
instead of missing Link. It's the. It's annoying. But then you play as Bob the Blob, and he does all the little.
Bob the Blob.
He does all the things that a blob would do.
Yeah. So, it's interesting the way they do it. Kids, I don't know if they'll actually sit through and try to beat it. I mean, I got really bored with it, and I can't see myself putting through the time to beat it. I can't.
And you've got the attention span of a 5-year-old, so if you can't do it.
A 2-year-old.
2?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, I don't know. I don't know.
I didn't think it was bad.
I didn't say it was bad. I just, I can't.
It's not like Kung Fu Panda game.
No, Kung Fu Panda was good, and I can see myself playing more of that, but, I mean, the movie looks good, but this game,
I've come to
I
the conclusion that I'm not gonna play these, like, CGI games anymore until I see the movie, because now, like, I've seen this game so much, because I beat it for a review, and I'm like, I don't even want to see these characters anymore. And I really wanted to see the movie.
I still want to see, but I don't know. The game, like, to me, just got really boring after a certain amount of time, so I think I'll send that back to Gamefly, because I can't do it. So, I think Dishwasher. I played the Dishwasher.
I didn't play anything on the Xbox this week
at all. Dishwasher is good.
Dishwasher.
It's real good. I didn't play it in the when it was an X and A game.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
Dishwasher?
Is it the same? Is it the same game as it was when it was an X and A?
Mm-hmm.
Is it that nothing's really changed?
No, it's still the crazy over the top gore samurai with meat cleavers.
That was an awesome.
Game. I don't know the story. I haven't been playing. I only played a little bit of it, but didn't play any of the story mode. The arcade mode, 50 levels of just slaughtering things is. It's kind of got the look of Alien Hominid.
Kind
of. It's
a little
it's
bit.
Kind of,
It's got a much darker tone than Alien.
It's kind
Hominid
of more
does,
grittier
but.
And darker, but it's kind of got that look, that feel.
Over-the-top animation.
Yeah.
To me, the art style kind of looks like a comic book called Johnny and the Homicidal Maniac.
Yeah.
Mm. It kind of reminds me of that.
Yeah. But it's combat's, you know, easy, and some of the enemies, though, can really piss you off. The little SWAT members or whatever that grapple up and throw grenades, but there's different things that you can learn. I don't think I've learned all the combat moves. Like right stick will have you, I guess, teleport or roll.
Right.
The Y button is a quick attack. The Y is the heavy attack. X is the quick attack. Chain them together. Do some finishing moves with the B button and the Y button, I think, or the X button.
The gameplay mechanics are actually quite smooth for especially a downloadable game.
Yeah.
A downloadable game that was created by, one guy?
Yeah.
So, you know, the only real complaint I can see right now is we play the multiplayer, and it's just so frantic. I lost who I was. I thought I was on the left side of the screen. I ended up on the right side of the screen. I don't know how. It's just frantic, but I guess that's something you have to get used to. But
crazy blood.
It's good. I'm glad I got to play that, and I'll play more of that. But it's frantic. I want to try more online, but we'll see how that goes. But it's going to take a while to even put a dent in the arcade levels. There's 50 of them. So I forget, 14 story levels, I think, is what it is.
I have no idea. So, I haven't really played it a whole lot.
Yeah. So how much does this game go for?
It's 800 points.
Oh, okay.
So $10, it's not a bad little game. Not at all. So I'm addicted to a PSN game, and I'm going to be addicted to a Xbox Live Arcade game. So I think Resident Evil is going to be on the shelf for a little bit because I'm to a point where I don't want to play it by myself. So I think I'm going to be playing.
Time for some bite-sized ass-whooping?
Yeah. That and hopefully when I send Monsters vs. Aliens back, I'll get Wanted because I wanted to play Wanted.
Wanted to play Wanted.
Yeah, so.
Dead or alive.
No.
So. It's a different game, I'm sorry.
Yeah. So. There you go.
What are you playing this week?
I just told you.
Wow. He just threw that off, didn't he?
I seamlessly shifted.
I dug into my PSN collection this week of all the crap that I had sitting on there that I hadn't played.
Uh-huh.
I played Super Stardust, which I talked about that a little bit earlier. I finally played Ratchet and Clank, The Quest for Booty.
Oh, okay. Nice.
It's a hell of a good download game.
Is it?
For $15. I mean, if you were into Ratchet and Clank, I mean, it looks good for a downloadable title. It plays really good. It's basically the Tools of Destruction, but, you know, with different scenarios. And you get a lot of weapons at the beginning, too, so I was toying around with the weapons. And I had to get used to the Ratchet and Clank controls again because I hadn't played one in a long time. But for $15, if you're a Ratchet and Clank fan, man, I've heard it's really short, but you should definitely check it out. I played Astro Tripper, which is vertical or the horizontal shooter that goes back and forth.
Yeah.
It feels really generic. Like, the levels are, super tiny. I haven't got real far into it, but the levels are, super tiny. And I don't know. It didn't stick out. In comparison to other, side shooters and vertical shooters and stuff, comparison even to Super Stardust or, you know, Geometry Wars or, you know, R-Type and stuff like that, it didn't stand out as much as those. I mean, it's good, but it's not great. So, I'm trying to think if there's anything else on PSN that I played this week. No, I think that was it. On Xbox Live Arcade, I played more Peggle, as I always do. I played The Dishwasher, which we talked a lot about already. I played Uno Rush. And I have to say I'm not a fan.
You're not a fan?
I'm not a fan.
Really?
I liked playing Uno on Xbox Live Arcade because it was fun. It was, you know, kind of casual. You just kick back, throw some cards out. But Uno Rush implements the speed playing of Uno. You have to play every turn, and you have to shuffle your cards in between turns, and it just gets kind of hectic. And I'm not really getting into it. It just seems like there's too much to keep track of while you're playing. And it moves too fast, so I'm not really a big fan of that.
There's two speeds, I thought, too.
There's a slower speed.
Yeah, which I played the demo on, or the trial, and I'm not a huge fan of it either. So.
Yeah, I'm not really feeling it. I did play through Monsters vs. Aliens for review. If you want to see my review, you can go read it. It's on dtgamedomain.com.
Oh.
It's not a bad game. It's just...
I never said it was.
It's just kind of... It is kind of repetitive, especially towards the end. Especially towards the end, it got tedious because the levels just got longer. And you were doing the same thing just over and over and over again.
I'm surprised you didn't get tired of it by the second level like I did.
No, I was... You know, I got tired of it somewhere around chapter 3. It does a very interesting co-op mode, though. where instead of playing two players, like two different characters, you'll actually, one player plays the level by himself, while the other player takes control of Dr. Cockroach and has a little cursor on the screen and shoots enemies for the other player.
Dr. Cockroach.
That's his name in the movie, dude. Mm-hmm.
Still.
He's got that little drawn-on mustache.
Dr. Cockroach.
And he's a cockroach.
Hugh Laurie plays him.
There you go.
Better known as House.
Cool.
There you go. But yeah, you use the little cursor and you can use a tractor beam or you can shoot the enemies and stuff. It's an interesting little co-op.
So
mode.
When you play as the character, the monster, do you just play as one? Can you pick one of the three?
No, it's just the regular story.
Oh, really?
It's just a regular story.
So you still switch between
the second player just uses a gun on this little cursor on the screen, just moves around, shoots enemies, and uses tractor beams and stuff. And it's different. Hmm. It's good for, like, if the parents want to play the shooter and, like, shoot the enemies for the kid so the kid can just run through the level, that kind of thing. Be a good combo thing, you know.
So I guess nice. It's a split screen.
No.
It's the same screen?
Yeah, because the cursor just moves around on the screen while you're playing.
Oh, wow. So, okay.
Yeah. Interesting little.
Is it online?
No,
just local.
You can go play. Your kid ain't gonna be in Wisconsin while you.
Well, I'm
Delaware.
Saying for the more you know people who are a fan of the movie because you know there's adults in the family. You know,
I had to play an online game where I just moved a cursor around, I'd be pissed.
Well, I don't know.
I could see why they wouldn't do that. It just seemed like a waste of time. Nobody'd ever use it anyway.
I still think the game's a waste.
Oh shit! I did play more Street Fighter, as I always do every week. It's awesome.
Yep.
Finally got all my online achievements except for the, what is it, 200 and 500 matches?
Yeah.
I got all of them but those two.
You got your 10 ranked wins in a row?
Yep.
It's the only one I don't have yet. I keep having trouble. I get to like 9 and then get beat.
But it's fun. It's definitely fun. I went back and played some old games this week. I went back and played Mortal Kombat versus DC and, you know, it sucks because after you play Street Fighter, like, you want to play that like Street Fighter and it just totally doesn't work that way. Like you definitely can't play Mortal Kombat versus DC like Street Fighter. I'm trying to go through and get my achievement for beating it with every character in arcade mode.
Uh-huh.
Man, I forgot how long it takes to get through arcade mode. I sit there playing. I got through one character. I'm like, okay, I'm done. And even by the time I got to Dark Con, I'm like, man, I don't want to play anymore. I went back and played Army of Two because I downloaded the new levels for Army of Two, and I've never played them. So I went back and I played that, and man, I forgot how much I like that game. Like, how much fun that game is. I mean, I just... It's like... It kind of reminds me of Resident Evil, because it's built on the co-op aspect, but it's just straight action. You know, it's not like you run here, pick up some treasures, there's nothing to collect, well, except for the suitcases or whatever. But it's just balls to the wall, like, shoot everybody kind of thing, you know? And that's fun, and pimping out the weapons is kind of cool. But the two new levels, actually, I played through one of them, and it's really good. The second one I'm really excited to play through because it's a director's cut of the ending of the first game. Which is weird, but if you've ever beat the game, you'll know that you don't actually fight the final boss, which was bullshit. So in this director's cut of the level, you actually do. You actually do get to fight the final boss, which is cool. So
that is pretty interesting.
Oh.
And I played Trivial Pursuit a lot this weekend, and I have to say that there are some wrong questions in there.
Yes, there are.
Really?
There are some wrong answers in there. For one, the video game pack claims that the Xbox came out in the 90s.
Really?
Yeah. In two questions. I answered it the first time, and it told me I was wrong. I'm like, no, I'm not. And then another question came up that asked the same thing. What year did it come out or whatever? One of the questions was, what decade did it come out? The other question is, what year did it come out? Both of them said they were in the 90s, which is bullshit. The system came out in 2001.
Right.
So it's wrong.
It's wrong.
And there was a question in the regular questions that was wrong.
Lost.
The question was, what genre is Lost, the TV show that debuted in 2001? Drama was a choice. Obviously, you pick drama. No, apparently it's a game show.
What?
Yeah.
Lost?
Yeah, I was like, no, it's not.
Welcome to Lost, ladies and gentlemen.
You're on an island. It's great.
Yeah, you're screwed.
I was like,
we're
going
to leave you on this island to deal with
me.
Smoke Monster.
I'm like, you got to be fucking kidding. Lost is a game show, huh? Because the other choices were comedy and something else that was totally not Lost. The only choice that was Lost was drama. And a Pickett was like, hey, you're wrong.
Game show.
It's a game show. No,
you,
it's not.
Game show.
It's not a game show.
It is a game show.
Watch, that'll be the... That'll be the plot twist at the end.
It was all an episode
of
Survivor.
It was all a game show.
They ruined it. They ruined the show.
They saw the script for the last season.
They're like, this was Survivor run over 6 years.
Yeah.
And you win.
You win. I did play a little more Resident Evil, not much. I did play some more Wheelman. It's not bad. I do like the Wheelman. But the big game that I played this week that I'm playing for review is Guitar Hero Metallica. Man, Metallica songs were built for Guitar Hero. Those things are so much fun to play. It makes me wish I could just import all the songs over into World Tour so I could have everything as one collection, kind of like you can do with AC/DC Rock Band.
Yeah.
But man, you're talking like 7-minute anthems with crazy guitar solos, awesome drum fills. Man, that game, all I have to say is the most awesome experience you will ever have with a music game is Master of Puppets.
Master.
Dude, I like that song.
I like that song.
That song
I really
is
like that song.
Sick on guitar. And I can't imagine the drums.
Oh, man.
Dude, it is bad. And what's cool about Guitar Hero Metallica, like, Aerosmith must be pissed right now. That's all I can say. Because in Guitar Hero Metallica, they got to choose every band that was on the game. There's some crap. No doubt about that. Stacked Actors is awesome to play.
Nice.
It really is awesome to play. But for every song, there's what's called bonus features for each song. It'll give you the lyrics to the song. For the Metallica songs, it'll give you facts. It'll play the song while the band's on stage playing in the game engine, but then it'll run things like I did it for Master of Puppets, and it's like Master of Puppets was off this album from this year. It hit this on the Billboard chart. It was recorded like this. This is what James felt about the song. I mean, it just goes through all this stuff that are like facts about the song.
That's pretty cool.
That's what Aerosmith should have been.
Yeah.
That's what Aerosmith should have been.
He said it's like pop-up video.
Yeah, it's just like pop-up video. And the note charts are really good. Once again, Slayer burned my ass. Because you know what? Another thing that's cool is this does what the music games people have been wanting to do forever. You know, you have to sit there and go through every song to unlock everything. You only need like 80 stars to unlock every song in the game. So like while I'm playing, and you know the first tier has like 5 songs, I'll play 2 of them. It'll unlock the next tier. I'm like shit. So I play 2 more songs and unlock the next tier. So I have 15 songs before I've even finished the first tier.
Wow.
And I beat the game only having completed like 15 or 20 songs, and there's like 50.
Wow.
So, and it unlocks everything, and then when you beat the game, it'll actually upload all of your DLC from the Metallica album, the new Metallica album, it'll upload that into Career.
Cool.
So, if you have it already. But, there's a lot of songs in it. If you're a fan of Metallica, this is a must-have.
Metallica.
I mean, it's awesome.
It sucks that you can't import it into the other one.
I know.
That's a real kick in the nuts.
That really burns my ass that you can't upload it into the other one because these songs are so awesome. Like, almost, they pick some of the best Metallica stuff for this album or for this game.
It just sounds like it's got so much. It's just like a mini version of Guitar Hero.
It really it's Guitar Hero Metallica.
Yeah. And,
hey, what do you know?
They did this the right way. The way Aerosmith should have been done.
This is the way Aerosmith should have been done. It should have had, you know, the songs that they picked. And what's awesome is, like, the venues are all, like, Metallica-driven. Like, there's one venue with the Master of Puppets album cover where they're playing on stage and it's just a graveyard in the background.
Nice. Didn't they have an orchestra?
Wow.
Yeah, they have the orchestra for No S&M. Leaf Clover. The song No Leaf Clover.
Yeah.
They're up on stage and they start playing. And then all of a sudden the background pops up and it's a whole full orchestra and they're playing with them.
That is awesome.
I mean, it is really cool. It is really cool what they did with this. This is like the definitive Guitar Hero. And I really wish World Tour looked this good. I mean, obviously you're going to have the tunes is in there where you can make your own songs and stuff.
Right.
And all the features from World Tour are in there, but I didn't even really care about that. I just got into the game and started playing Metallica songs, and it was awesome. So, and I guess that moves me into the future, which I will be playing more of that because I want to play every song and see Slayer whoop my ass on hard.
Nice.
Dude, that song is ridiculous.
Which song is it?
War something. Shit. I can't remember. It's got War in the title, but I can't remember what it is. But I was like, okay, Slayer whooped my ass on Guitar Hero 3.
Right.
Let's see what it does on this one. I failed at like 17%. I'm like, this is ridiculous. And what's funny is the last song that you play, the final song, is a Metallica song that's not hard at all.
Really?
Like, it's so easy. Like, Master of Puppets was the hardest thing I've played in this game. And the last song you play is easy.
What song is it? Do you remember?
No. Or is it Orion? I think it's Orion. Mm. It's like the last song that you play. But
like in the credits?
No, it's just there's one last venue, and it's from Trapped Under Ice, the album Trapped Under Ice, and you're actually under ice on the stage.
Oh, man, that sounds wonderful.
It's really good. If you're a fan of Metallica, it's awesome to have. Obviously, if you're not a fan of Metallica,
you won't like it.
You're not going to care. The other bands that are on it, there's good stuff. You got Lynyrd Skynyrd, and you've got Foo Fighters. You got Queen, if you're a fan of Queen. You got Slayer. And then you've got some really obscure metal bands.
Like King Diamond.
King Diamond's on there. Corrosion of Conformity. Samhain.
I want to know where Bob Seger came in.
Yeah, Bob Seger is on there.
Well, yeah, but remember they covered that Bob Seger
song.
Yeah,
that's the song that's
the
on there.
Yeah.
That's the song that's on there. On the Road Again. That's the song that's on there, so. But, yeah, fan of Metallica, buy this game.
So which Queen song is on there?
Stone Cold Crazy.
Oh, that's a good one.
That is a good one.
Yeah.
I wish Bicycle was on it.
Bicycle.
Wow.
Bicycle.
I want to ride
my bicycle.
That's a great song.
But, yeah, awesome. I'll be playing more of that this week. I also found out that I will be getting a review copy of the recently $40 dropped Leisure Suit Larry game. Did you see that?
I saw the cover art.
$60 to $20 before within a week of when it came out.
Well, there's no doubt in my mind. If it sucks half as bad as the last one did.
And see, I'm a fan of Leisure Suit Larry games. I think they're interesting. And I'm really hoping this one doesn't suck too bad. And I have to take into account now that it's $20.
Right.
You know. So I'm kind of excited to play that. But at the same time, I'm very skeptical because they've started to suck more the further they got along, you know.
Yeah.
So. And I think that's it. I don't think anything else is coming this week. So I'll probably go back to playing more Godfather because I got to review that this week. So
sweet. One more thing, though. Here in about in 2 weeks on Saturday, April the 18th, I'll be at the event called Play a Video Game Symphony, which is going to be at the Schuster Center at Dayton, Ohio. And basically, it's a full orchestra performing video game music. I'm really looking forward to it. So, because we're not having an episode next week, our next episode, I should have pretty much that'll probably be a part of my fondling experience of going to this symphony concert.
So there's no way we can get an article out of you to post it?
Well, perhaps.
Dude, that would be fucking sweet.
Yeah.
I won't expect.
All right, now that the fondling has all been done, we're going to do some dirt.
And now, News for Gamers Internet-style radio program proudly presents Killer Wolverine's Weekly Dirt, brought to you by Firmware version 2.7. Hold on 1 second, let me text chat you the rest of this joke. And now your host, Zero Tolerance.
I didn't get it.
You didn't get it?
I didn't get it. Anyway, I didn't get the text. It's too
Most
slow.
Of it was asterisked out.
Oh.
Yeah.
IGN is apparently reporting that DLC is already in the works for Riddick Assault on Dark Athena.
Oh, hey, that's nice.
Who doesn't piss this off?
Who doesn't piss that off?
Indeed. This fact
who
includes
doesn't piss off, you mean?
5 new multiplayer maps that probably should have been on the disc that add to the 15 included in the release. The rumor that the PS2 is going down is true. It's $99 now, and it is official.
Yeah.
IGN is reporting that players could experience 6,000 on-screen zombies during multiplayer sessions of Dead Rising 2.
Wow. That was the big thing. Multiplayer.
Yeah. Yes.
It was Laura Scholl from tech company Mental Mill, who are helping with the game, that made the statement, but she later retracted it by saying, during the Dead Rising 2 presentation at GDC this past Friday, while I was describing how Blue Castle is using Mental Mill technology and character development, I mistakenly referred to the game as multiplayer instead of multi-platform. I apologize for the confusion.
I wonder if she just was, like, slip of the tongue.
Right.
So,
Obviously, last week's Xbox Live Arcade game was The Dishwasher.
Dishwasher.
What was this upcoming week? Do you have that in here?
Of course he doesn't.
No, it was like 2 weeks ago we reported. I don't even remember what it was.
Flock and something else.
Oh, no, I have that in there later. Somewhere. Oh, okay. I forget what it was.
This week's Rock Band DLC will be a six-pack of songs from Toby Keith.
I hope it's songs from before Toby Keith sucked.
He always sucked.
Is it going to be...
he didn't always
suck. Is it going to be I'll Never Smoke Weed with Willie again?
It might be.
Dude, I'd buy that. Cliff Bleszinski.
You could go get stoned with a gargoyle.
Indeed. Told Epic fans to keep eyes open for a new game reveal from Chair.
The firm's wholly owned developer in Utah. What the hell happened to you just now? Did you have a stroke?
No, the developer's called Chair.
Oh, gotcha.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of them.
They made Undertow.
Yep.
EA just confirmed that Dante's Inferno will release in 2010.
Why did you whisper that?
I don't know. It sounded evil. The news came as part of a press release announcing an animated feature film for the game to be created by Starz Media, the company behind all the Dead Space cartoons. Was there more than one?
Yeah, I think so.
Really?
You know what? You should not have a Z on the end of your company if you want to be taken seriously.
Horses. The feature-length project will expand on the story in EA's new must-have game coming out for the Xbox 360 and PS3 in 2010. Must-have. UK developer Just Add Water has confirmed via Twitter. Twitter is the future of
communication.
Everything. That it's announced Project V, a first-party SCEE title.
That it's to announce. You missed the two in there.
I'm tired of announcement, blah, blah, blah. Max Payne 1 and 2 are coming to the Xbox Originals, maybe.
Woohoo!
Kotaku has some Alan Wake details. An interview with Remedy Entertainment's Oskari Hakkinen reveals that the game will, like Max Payne before it, introduce a key gameplay innovation gimmick. But while Max brought us bullet time, Alan will be using the light as a crucial element, which features not only in regular gameplay, but in combat as well.
I wonder if every other game ever will copy off of it like everybody did off Max Payne with bullet time.
Are we talking about light, like in Alone in the Dark, where you had to light things?
That's what it sounds like.
Sounds like it's already been done.
Shh, don't tell nobody.
Yeah, but you don't know if it's light, like firelight, or if it's sunlight.
Carolyn, flash, don't go into the light!
Or flashlight.
Or DS light.
Or the DS light.
Altor exposed. Saints Row 2's first DLC will be available on April 16th for $10 or 800 space bucks. New York-based Chaos Studios, a division of video game publisher THQ, today announced that it's ramping up staff as it moves into full development on an unannounced project. If you hit me, I will punch you.
I bet it will probably suck.
Gears of War 2 Snowblind map pack is up for 800 points. Space bucks.
Buy it and hope it's not broken.
Like the pit was for the third time they put it back up.
We're being real positive here, aren't we?
I know.
It's not even me this week.
Negative Nancy.
A THQ rep has confirmed to Shock News that Red Faction Guerrilla will be released with Ostrich Hammer on PC, PS3, and 360 on June 9th. The demo is slated to arrive on consoles April 23rd.
Why are you pantomiming punching Zero Tolerance in the head?
I'm wondering the same thing myself. With GameStop pre-orders getting their hands on it 3 weeks beforehand, as well as core subscribers, annual subscribers. Activision announced that the first Call of Duty World at War map pack has been downloaded more than 1 million times.
1 million times.
In its first weekend. Microsoft confirmed an April 7th release for Logs Lost Challenges DLC pack for Banjo-Kazooie Nuts and Bolts. The pack will feature an extra 250 achievement points, 12 new challenges, and 7 new multiplayer games, and be 400 points.
So the four people that are still playing Banjo-Kazooie...
That was a good game.
Can enjoy it.
Final Fantasy XIII producer Yoshinori Kitase, I guess that's how you say it, has said that the game will make use of nearly 100% of the PS3's power.
Give me a break.
Yeah.
I mean,
so is that like 140% of the Xbox 360's power?
It doesn't. I mean, I'm so sick of people saying that it'll use 100% of the blah, blah, blah. You can put the most horribly unoptimized code on any computer and run it at 100%.
Exactly.
Stupid.
In other news, hell froze over.
Sweet.
As the 360 sold more than 1 million units in Japan, while the PS3 surpassed the 3 million mark.
1,000,000 360s in Japan.
That's crazy.
And you know what's funny is only 500,000 of those are replacements for Red Ring of Death.
Indeed. Kotaku is reporting that Pepsi will be handing out 10,000 free Rock Band tracks per day to consumers via the Under the Cap contest for 15 weeks, starting in early June. Yeah, I get it.
Reggie Fils-Aimé
has told the New York Times that Wii games need to sell 1 million units to turn a profit.
It's a me, Fils-Aimé.
It shouldn't be hard. That company just prints money. Sources have confirmed to GameIndustry.biz that Starbreeze Studio is working with Electronic Arts on a new title in the Syndicate series.
Goody, 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 goody. I love the Syndicate games on PC.
It'll be a first-person shooter. You know that, right?
I know. I hope it's not.
That's all Starbreeze makes.
I love the Syndicate games.
Viacom announced that MTV Games and Harmonix Rock Band are joining forces with Paramount Pictures and Spyglass Entertainment to celebrate the May 8th theatrical release of the film Star Trek from producer-director J.J. Abrams.
So apparently there's going to be a Star Trek theme song on Rock Band?
DLC,
all
baby.
All the details is on, well, you know where to go.
Wow.
Call of Duty World at War has taken the throne back as the most played Xbox 360 title. Microsoft has released a new set of clothes for your avatars. This time, business
wear. It's business wear. It's business.
Sweet. The infamous soundtrack will be available for download via the PlayStation Store on May 21st for $9.99.
Cool.
The latest edition of Nintendo Power has the first screens of Silent Hill Shattered Memories, a Wii version of the original. This is a reimagining of the first Silent Hill, said producer Tom Hulett. It's not a remake or a port. That's an important distinction. It really feels like a new game.
With the Wii control.
Yeah. The latest issue of Japan's Jump magazine has confirmed Tales of Vesperia for PS3. There were lots of other Tales-related stuff included. Tales of Grace will be released for the Wii later this year. Tales of Versus will arrive on the PSP. PSP. With four-player fight mode.
Fight!
Yuri from Tales of Vesperia, Luke from Tales of the Abyss, Shing from Tales Yuri. Of H. What's Tales of H? T-O-H?
I don't know. Tales of...
And Richter from Toscore.
I have no idea. I don't know anything about the Tales series.
I don't either.
So I don't know what
they're in
of
the
those
game.
Mean.
The PS3 version of Tales of Vesperia will include a new character named Party Fleur. Patty Fleur.
Fleur.
Which is French for haha, it's not only on Xbox 360 anymore.
Nice. Nice.
Even though it's stamped on the box.
I guess you stamped that a little too prematurely.
Yeah, you did. More than 2 million players have created over 725,000 levels since Little Big Planet was launched in November 2008.
That is awesome.
That's a lot of levels.
And only 125,000 of those levels are worth playing.
Probably. On Live boss Steve Perlman has told Joystick that people damn well better be skeptical. When I set out to build this thing, we looked at it and said, look, in theory, it's possible to do, but in practice, we just didn't know if it could actually be done.
Yeah, and it probably won't be.
Madden 10 will release stateside on August 14th.
We should get an announcement soon on who the cover guy will be.
I heard it's going to be your mom.
As we said earlier, Just Add Water, their game for PSN, Project V, will be a retro shooting game.
Wait, hold on. A downloadable shooter? Really?
Never happens.
Never happens.
Never happens.
Downloadable old school shooter, that's brand new territory.
Yeah.
Gears of War 2's Rod Ferguson has told VG247 that specifics on upcoming DLC for the game will depend on the community's reaction to the Snowblind map pack.
And it's possible the DLC will be an old school shooter.
Indeed. Sega is releasing Shinobi and Altered Beast to Xbox Live Arcade, and rumor has it that Comic Zone, Sonic the Hedgehog 3, Gunstar Heroes, and Phantasy Star 2 will also hit Xbox Live Arcade, all of which are already on the Ultimate Genesis Collection.
Which you can have all of those and a whole bunch more for only $29.99.
Except Gunstar Heroes.
Yeah, Gunstar Heroes, that's right. It's not on there.
Yeah, that'd be the only one. Benoit Sokal's award-winning adventure game series Siberia continues next year with Siberia 3 for PS3 and PC, encouraging players to pool resources between them.
I heard that game was really, really good, but I never played any of them.
I never played it. Ghostbusters the video game has also been announced for PSP, PS2, and Wii.
Big shock there.
Jak and Daxter, The Lost Frontier, has been announced for PS2 and PSP.
Yeah, well, it's, yeah. I mean, It's a PSP game mostly, I think, and then it's just going to be on PS2 as well.
It's just disappointing that we don't get a new PS3 jack.
Not yet, but I mean, if it's going to be on both, then they're not going to do PS3 and PSP. Do it that way.
I want a new PS3.
See, I was one of the people who wasn't disappointed in this announcement because it's not like they initially announced it for PS3 and then said, oh, never mind, we're changing our mind. We're just going to announce it for PS2 and PSP.
No, but I'm disappointed they didn't announce a new jack for PS3.
Yeah, well, they might still.
I'm waiting.
Just because they're making this one on the PS2 and PSP doesn't mean they're not going to make another one. Naughty Dog's not even making this one.
I know, which is another reason why I'm not too let down. EA is planned to start selling downloadable packs featuring new weapons, maps, and characters for Godfather 2 2 weeks after the game releases. Once again, a huge amount of layoffs hit big, huge games.
Big, huge games.
It's big, huge layoffs. Twisted Pixel has announced a new game from the creators of The Mall called Splosion Man.
Splosion.
Is this the game that
your
looks
head
like
explode?
I don't know.
I don't think that's the game.
No. Basically, you just run around and explode a lot of stuff.
That's pretty awesome, though.
THQ announced that it has successfully completed the actions necessary to achieve its previously announced plan to reduce fiscal 2010 budgeted annual spending by $220 million.
There you go.
D3 Publisher announced that Puzzle Quest Galactrix for Xbox Live Arcade is the next game, which is this week.
Cool.
Legend of Zelda Majora's Mask arrived on the Virtual Console.
Cool.
Activision says that Modern Warfare 2 will not only surpass the success of the original, but will become the biggest selling video game of all time.
Wow. yeah, they're not boasting.
Who at Activision's wearing the clown shoes?
THQ has revealed a tentative release date schedule for the upcoming titles over the next 2 years. Saints Row 3 and an unnamed action game from Relic are to be released in fiscal 2011, which begins April 1st, 2010. Vigil Games' upcoming Warhammer 40K MMO is expected to arrive during fiscal 2012, which begins April 1st, 2011, along with Red Faction 4 and Darksiders 2.
And the first one's not even out yet.
Yeah, I know. Dates for each title are just forecast at this point as they were revealed via a slide presentation during an investors meeting.
Interesting. Sounds like they got a lot of plans. Mm-hmm.
We'll see if they stay in business long enough.
I am really looking forward to Darksiders.
Yeah, that looks really good.
It looks very interesting, and it just looks awesome.
Yeah.
Konami has confirmed that it has picked up the rights to publish a video game based on the Saw movie franchise. One of the movie titles abandoned by the implosion of Brash Entertainment. Well, when you make games of the quality Brash did, I can imagine why they imploded. So don't look forward to the Saw game. Iron Fist has been revealed for Marvel
Iron
Ultimate
Fist.
Alliance 2.
Cool.
An April Fool's video revealed the Ostrich Hammer, a supposed weapon for multiplayer modes of Red Faction Guerrilla that will let you carry a large flightless bird to kill others. According to Volition, the developer of the game, the reaction to the video was so positive they have now confirmed the Ostrich Hammer as one of the multiplayer unlockables that will be available for Red Faction Guerrilla when the game ships in June.
That's awesome.
That video is on ZT.
That video is fucking hilarious. Curve Studios has announced Explodemon.
That's the game you're talking
yes,
about.
Yes, that's the game I was thinking about.
PC, Explosion, Explodemon.
PSN and WiiWare described as a 2.5 platform action game, 2.5D platform action game influenced by classic Japanese games from the golden era of the SNES. The game revolves around an exploding hero.
Explode.
Your hero explode.
Yeah, the game, have any of you seen the footage of it?
Yeah.
It looks like Mega Man.
Yeah.
Kotaku is reporting that Midway's team of developers responsible for the 17-year-old Mortal Kombat franchise are currently in active talks with other publishers to leave the company and form its own studio.
Oh, Mortal Kombat can almost vote.
The wireless lips mics now work with Guitar Hero Metallica, and in the summer, Rock Band 2.
Cool.
Finally. So there you go.
Your mom's got a wireless lips mic.
That's nasty.
Ew.
All right, time to do some questions.
Questions.
Yes, bring them on.
Question one comes from Tortellini. He says, hey guys, first of all, forgot who said it, but the South Park episode with Mickey Mouse was pretty awesome.
Uh-huh.
Now to the topic. On March 23rd episode of the show, you guys brought up the hardcore and non-hardcore games. You guys then said that the Wii is for a simpler game experience. For me, the PS2 was the gateway console because the library was so expansive and out of every console maker. I think Sony does the best job of having a game for everyone. As for the Wii, I think it's good for the industry because it's introducing another group of people to gaming, kids, who will hopefully advance to more hardcore systems.
Hopefully.
But I also think the Wii's bad for the industry because it is telling developers of games that they can make a huge amount of money by just making a Carnival Games ripoff. This will not help the growth of the industry if developers are not making new IPs. Just want some thoughts.
I pretty much agree.
Yeah, it sounds pretty
bad. I agree.
I mean,
I agree and disagree at the same time. I do feel that the Wii is actually really good for the overall video game market. More specifically, the overall perception of video games by the general populace. I think it's a very important, it's very important, and I think it's needed in order for the video game market to actually thrive in the coming years, in my opinion.
There you go. Continuing with the Nintendo trend, it's time for a classic question from Jimbo N.
Speaking of which, I love your avatar. The whole Duke Nukem Serious Sam thing is awesome.
That is pretty sweet.
All right, guys, I'm going to get straight to the point here because it's Nintendo time. Each of you, give me your top three Zelda games, Mario games, and Mega Man games. No offshoots are allowed, i.e. Link's Crossbow Training or Mario Kart. If possible, also list your favorite song from the soundtracks and your number one in each franchise.
Wow.
If you don't know the name of the song, just say the name of the stage. Keep saving the Mondays.
Huh.
You want to go first?
You go first. Yes.
Okay, Zelda games. My top three.
I like Zelda, that one.
Yeah. Zelda Twilight Princess.
Is that number three?
Yeah, that's number three. Number two would be the original Legend of Zelda. Number three would be A Link to the Past, a.k.a. Zelda 3.
Mario?
Mario, now this is tough. Probably the original Super Mario Brothers, followed by, you know, I'm kind of lost for words because, okay, Super Mario World and then Super Mario 3.
And then Mega Man?
And then Mega Man would be... Huh. Okay. Mega Man 3, Mega Man 1, and Mega Man 2.
So you're going in order from 3 to 1. Is that what we're doing?
Yeah.
Okay.
From our least to the best. But thing is, of course, 3 is still great.
But, yeah.
And in terms of music, Mega Man, just about everything in Mega Man.
The whole soundtrack of 2.
Yeah.
The whole soundtrack of 1, 2, and 3, in my opinion, is awesome. Let me see. Of course, you got the... Everybody loves the Dr. Wily stage in Mega Man 2. That's just a classic. Oh, by the way, a little side story. Back in 1990, I went to the Nintendo World Championships when it was on tour, and one of the stops was in Cincinnati, and I went to Cincinnati and attended it, and I sucked at it. I wasn't that good at the actual tournament game, but what was really cool about it though was there was a keyboardist. He had like four or five keyboards, like full-size keyboards. It was crazy, you know. But anyway, there was this kind of this contest that they were playing with the crowd where he would play his own rendition of music and everybody would, like, raise their hand and say what it was. And, man, he did probably the coolest Mega Man, Dr. Wily from Mega Man 2 theme that I've ever heard on a synthesizer. And, like, every kid in that whole place raised their hand at the same time.
Nice.
Like, it was just crazy.
It was nerdgasm.
It was a nerdgasm because it was almost everybody was, like, lifting their hands up to the sky, like, oh! Like, it was a vivid memory. But, yeah, sorry, sidestep, but there you go.
As far as Zelda goes, I'm going to have to say in third place is the original. In second place would be Ocarina of Time, minus the fucking water temple.
Oh.
And in first place would be Link to the Past. Because Link to the Past is just a fucking bomb.
Yes,
you can't
is.
Beat Link to the Past.
No, you cannot.
And as far as Mario goes, in third place, I'd say Super Mario 3. In second place, I would say Mario 64. And in first place is Super Mario World from the Super Nintendo. And then as far as Mega Man goes, I'm not clear on his definition of offshoot. So I'm going to say number three would be Mega Man Legends.
That's an offshoot.
If that's an offshoot, then I'll say Mega Man X. Is that considered an offshoot?
See, Mega Man X is kind of like a blurred.
It's just like an updated sequel. I don't know if that's an offshoot.
Well, the thing is, it came out the same year that
right.
Mega Man 7,
seven. Yeah.
7 came out.
All right.
That is actually a gray area, in my opinion.
Okay, well, if I can't do Legends or X, then I'll say the very first Mega Man for my number three.
Yeah.
Number two would be Mega Man 3, and number one is Mega Man 2.
That's the most confusing thing I've ever heard.
My favorite song from Mega Man 2 is the Dr. Wily song, followed actually by Bubble Man song, which
oh,
I really
yeah.
like. My favorite song from Super Mario World is the main song for the very first level in Super Mario World. I don't know what it's called. And my favorite song from Zelda, I have no idea. Probably just the main theme from the first one. Yeah, that's probably it.
I think everybody's got very similar consensus here, but as far as Zelda goes, the only one that I'm different on is my third choice would be Wind Waker. I really like Wind Waker, minus the fucking ship sailing bullshit. Second place would
really
be the first Zelda, and then obviously Link to the Past. Mario's, I think I mirrored yours, which is Mario 3, 64, and World. Easily. Those are my three favorites. And Mega Man, you have to stick between 1, 2, and 3?
Yeah.
1 being my third favorite, 3 being my second favorite, and 2 being my first favorite.
Sweet.
Easily. Music-wise, Flash Man and Crash Man were my two favorite songs.
Oh,
and Mega
yeah.
Man.
Those are good songs, too.
And Mario World and Zelda are probably the main themes. Seriously. I just love the theme from Super Mario World. It was awesome.
It's true.
How about you, Killer?
Mario would be the first one, then 64, then the third one. Mega Man would be 9, 1, 2.
Good.
There you go. I don't really have any preference for music, and I don't care about Zelda.
Oh, snap!
Wow, snap. You just said you don't care about Zelda.
Wow.
Die in a fire. I'm just kidding.
This is more of a comment. This is more of a comment than a question, but I want to read it because it's funny. You remember when Wedge asked, "Too bad there's not a code to kill the period boss?" Yeah. Altus 1 says there is a code, and it goes like this. You enter D-I-V-O-R-C-E. But this code requires an additional code that must be entered at the start screen, and that code is P-R-E-N-U-P. If not entered in that order, the evil period boss will corrupt your monetary save files. Hope this helps, your friendly asshole, me. P.S. I love your guys' show, but I fucking despise the main site. The amount of stupidity there makes me want to club a baby seal.
I'll club a seal to make a deal.
Have a nice day. Oh, and if any of you guys need help in Resident Evil 5, sorry, Gambus, but
only
for 360. Let me know.
Sob, sob.
I might have to take him up on that.
All right. H Dogger says, I was wondering if you think I should get Street Fighter 4.
Yes.
Yes.
A million times yes.
But keeping this in mind, I am new to the series and I will only be able to get it for 360, so is it worth it?
Yes. 1 million times yes.
Anybody disagree?
I will judge you if you don't.
You would. What?
I'll judge you if you don't.
You're lying.
I'm not lying.
All right. Here's the next question. Comes from your favorite member, Cryus. Says, hello, crew. What's the strangest thing you've bought in your entire life?
Oh, wow. I'll tell you, the stupidest thing I bought in my entire life was a fucking Virtual Boy.
What's the strangest thing I ever bought in my life?
I don't know. That's a weird question. Strangest thing.
I mean, it's all about perception.
I'll tell you what. Okay, here's the strangest thing I ever bought in my life. I bought at, we have a sort of an international festival every year here in Middletown called Midfest, where they bring in, like, food and stuff from other countries and all that stuff. And I bought at that a bag of barbecue-flavored dried worms and ate them, ate the entire bag. And you know what? They weren't bad.
They weren't bad. They weren't bad?
No.
Dried worms.
Barbecue-flavored dried worms. They had cheese-flavored, too, but I wouldn't go with the cheese flavor.
That just sounds nasty. Now, the thing is, with the barbecue, I mean, that
some barbecue cheese
can kind of mask
right
flavor pretty well. So. Yeah.
So it wasn't bad. It was interesting, at least. It was something I'm glad that I can say I did.
Wow.
I'm the type of person that's willing to eat just about anything once. So...
How about you eat a dick?
Oh, nice.
I saw that coming a mile away.
He's already had the taste of it.
Oh, snap.
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 I'm not the one who collected Gambus's sample.
The weirdest thing, the strangest thing I've ever bought was the test tube to collect Gambus's sample. No, I seriously don't. I you know.
Dude, like you had to have bought some weird-ass shit at some point in your life.
I might have, and I don't remember. I don't remember what I bought. It was weird. I bought a big, giant chair that looked like a gorilla. I really called it the gorilla chair, dude.
It's
called gorilla chair. That'd probably be the strangest thing I ever bought. And then it deflated one day, and I fell on the floor.
That's what you get for sitting on a gorilla.
Thing is, I don't really buy anything that's strange. I mean, video games, movies, music CDs.
Tentacle porn.
Tentacle porn. Wow.
Hey now.
Hey now. What, did I expose you?
No. But anyway, yeah.
I like that silence. Yeah. It totally made it worth it.
I don't know. I can't really think of anything bizarre off the top of my head.
You got the longest to think. Do you have anything?
Dude, I bought everything cool. Nothing strange in my house.
Except
my
you.
Except for the Carolina jersey.
You know, fuck you, man.
I'm the same way. I only buy stuff that I think is cool at the moment, you know.
Well, I mean, strange stuff to you or to us is probably, you know, cool to someone else. So
exactly.
That's really not a really good question.
Yeah, I mean, my coworkers at work, they think everything I'm into is strange.
See, it's preference, like you said before.
So. You have a giant pixelated alien on your shirt.
The strangest thing the Killer Wolverines ever bought was a size 6.5 shoe.
Or a picture of you.
Oh, your feet are small.
Damn it! I wanted to tell a joke there, and I can't.
Your feet are abnormally small.
No, I can't. I can't tell that joke. I'll get in trouble for that joke. Anyway, Yo Gambus, have you saw the first episode of Valkyria?
I'm guessing Valkyria Chronicles, the anime. No, I have not. I am interested in the anime. What do you think, Womble?
This question ain't to Wombold.
Yeah, it's not to me.
It's to you, buddy.
The thing is, Ryan the Wombat is a fellow.
I am a fan.
Ryan the Wombat.
I am a big fan.
Yeah, I'm just talking to a fellow Valkyrie.
No, I am a fan. I have not seen
the anime.
No, I have not. But I'm sure it's pretty good because the story in Valkyria is really good.
So. I'm just wondering if it's just a retelling of the single player campaign, but I mean I've seen commercials and trailers for it, but I've not actually seen an actual episode. But I am quite interested in it.
All right, next question. I'm guessing he's talking about video games. Is what's your opinion of anime adaptation?
Well, there's been some good ones and there's been some lackluster ones. One that I thought wasn't nearly as good as the game was Xenosaga, the animated series, which is based on the first game. They took a lot of liberties and they made it much more lighthearted and colorful and happy. And it just didn't feel as raw as the actual game campaign. So, I mean, it could go both ways, but in terms of Valkyria Chronicles, it looks really good. So, I mean, it could go either way. And, of course, Street Fighter 2 movie was awesome. So, yeah, there you go.
All right, another question for Gambus. I think this guy's your fan.
Hey,
do you believe that Shin Megami Tensei Persona 5 will be released on PS3 instead of PS2?
I don't know. It's kind of like the development team for the Megaten series. They're kind of, when it comes to their technical, in terms of graphic capability, they're kind of minimalist on that level, where they spend most of their time is on the technical aspects of the game, such as, you know, the whole social system and the battle system and things like that. So I would not be surprised if Part 5 was actually another PS2 game. But I would love to see it as a PS3 game in HD. It could go either way. Atlas could be at a crossroads between last gen and next gen, or current gen now. So
or just funky gonna, gen.
I just kind of hope that, I mean, I'm not really a fan of the series, so I don't really know much about it. I just hope that if they are planning on releasing one on PS3, that they've messed around with the system at least, because they could be at a point now where, like you said, they're in between generations and they're so used to the PS2 that the game's not going to turn out as well on the PS3 as it probably could have. I just hope that they, you know, if they're going to make the next one on PS3, I hope they really take their time and learn the architecture, because since they're so familiar with the PS2 architecture at this point.
And the second part of that question is, in what year do you think the Persona game will be released on PS3, and what kind of graphics will the fifth or sixth game use? Cel-shaded, perhaps?
Yeah, I think it'd be stylized, because, like I said, they're Atlas, they're kind of minimalistic when it comes to console power. They've always aimed for more of the artistic angle. So, about what year? Maybe as early as fall of 2010, but maybe summer 2011.
All right. Next question goes to Wombat. It says, "What things Mass Effect 2 should get rid of to make it a flawless game?"
There's no such thing as a flawless game, but Mass Effect 2. What I'm really hoping for is I'm hoping that we ditch the long ass elevator rides. I do kind of hope that they put one in there just as a joke, and I hope that the main character or one of the characters makes some comment about how long the elevator rides are.
They did that in Mad Hazard.
Did they?
Yes, they did.
Nice.
It was awesome.
Number two, they really need to work on the texture pop. They need to make sure that that's sort of straightened out for the next one. They need to make sure that the frame rate's stable. Lastly, I hope that they perfect the inventory system on the console version, because they fixed it for the PC, but I really hope that the console version has a much better inventory system than the last one did. If they can nail all that stuff, it'll be absolutely. I mean, it's already going to be phenomenal, but if they can nail all that stuff, it's going to be even better.
Next question goes to Killer Wolverine. Do you think after Half-Life Episode 3, Valve will be working on its next new IP or continue their work on releasing rumored Half-Life 3?
Sure.
How am I supposed to know?
I think that was probably aimed at Boogeyman.
Yeah, Boogeyman's the one that's the huge Half-Life fan. Yeah. So when he's not here, the rest of us kind of flounder when it comes to Half-Life conversation.
How do you think Episode 3 will end with Gordon Freeman not saying anything?
Death.
Last question is to everybody. Are you a Christian, an atheist, or Jewish?
I don't think that's really our place to...
No, you're just asking if you are.
You don't have to answer.
You don't have to answer if you don't want to.
And have you ever considered changing sides?
Can we just move on?
That's a pretty...
That's a deep question. That's not
pretty,
meant for this.
It's a pretty deep question, you know.
I'm a Christian. I don't mind saying that I am, but
yeah,
I am.
I'm a Christian as well. I consider myself an open-minded Christian. I used to consider myself a liberal Christian, but I prefer open-minded now. Stuff like cursing, you know, innuendo talk doesn't really bother me.
Otherwise, you wouldn't be in this show.
Yeah, I really,
exactly.
I really, on a personal level, kind of need to tone down my own cursing, but I still do it.
Like in the Bible, it talks about, you know, do not talk to, you know, offend others. And the thing is, when I'm around people who are, you know, a little bit more stricter, you know, in their spirituality than me, you know, I respect that. You know, I don't come off as vulgar. But I mean, you know, since we're doing this podcast, we got the explicit label. You know, it's kind of like one of those things where, to me, I just feel that it's not insulting to me. I mean, it would be to someone else, but if because the label, the explicit label, they know what they're getting into. They know that you know there's going to be adult humor and stuff like that.
And I'm still waiting on somebody to download the show and be like, I can't believe you said fuck.
it's just kind of a funny tongue in cheek thing because I mean, in my opinion of the whole spirituality thing, you know, we could debate, you know, if things are obscene or not, you know, sexually or cursing and stuff like that. But at the same time. The way I feel about it is at the same time there's places in the world where people are fighting for their lives, you know, people are dying, getting killed, and to me that's like a billion times more horrific than sexual innuendos. So in terms of that, you know, I try to look at the overall picture, and in terms of changing sides in my early 20s, I thought about becoming an atheist, but I decided not to.
Alrighty.
Well, there you have it.
Next question. By the way, I refrain. Y'all don't need to know that. Y'all ain't my friends. No. I'm just very personal. It's a life choice, okay?
You're allowed to be personal. You don't have to share it all.
Yeah.
Next question comes from Kyle Zinn. Did you want to share yours, by the way?
Fuck no.
Okay.
Wow.
Sup, guys? KZ here. Keep doing what you do with the show. Always the awesome sauce. You damn right. Question. Been a lot of crazy stuff going on with the main site and the whole hip-hop gamer show stuff. Personally, I see nothing wrong with the show, but I want to know how you guys feel about it.
I've only seen them that one time.
Yeah, to be completely honest, I can't comment on it because I've never actually watched it. The only time I ever watched it was actually when Kat, the admin for N4G, was on.
Yeah.
And I only watched her segment.
Yeah, that's what we fast forwarded to her segment.
So yeah. I can't comment on the show.
From the interview, though, his questions were kind of dumb.
Well, like I said.
I mean, it's basically, you know, the host's opinion, his opinion on games. I mean.
Do you watch it?
I watched most of it. I kind of turned it off after the interview, but I did watch everything leading up to that. His Street Fighter 4 review was pretty good.
It's like what we do. It's all our opinion here. It's all his opinion. He shouldn't be blasted for making his opinion.
Yeah, I mean, I respect the hell out of the guy for...
Yeah.
He gets out there and he does it.
Exactly. He gets out there, he does his thing, he puts his opinion out there, and you know what? If you like it, you like it. If you don't like it, you don't like it.
And don't watch it.
You know, they may do it to get a reaction, but...
Yes.
Don't react to it.
I mean, I respect the hell out of the fact that he does his thing and that he's built up a name for himself. You know, whether or not I agree with his individual opinions, I can't tell you because, like I said, I've never actually watched the show. You know, sometimes, their titles are purposely designed to get hits, but there are very, very few websites that don't purposely inflate their titles to get hits. Right. That's the nature of the internet, unfortunately. So, like I said, I got no ill will towards the guy because, you know, I don't know anything about him. He might be the nicest guy in the world.
Yeah, his Street Fighter 4 review, I mean, I agreed wholeheartedly with everything that he said. So, I mean, on that note, I think he's pretty cool.
So there you go. We don't hate on the M4G podcast. We love everybody.
We might act like we hate sometimes, but it's all tongue-in-cheek pretty much.
Not according to the internet. I hate everything.
You do hate everything. Because you're a little bitch.
Last week did prove it.
But no, my best wishes to Hip Hop Gamer. I hope his show continues to grow.
And second party says, now I know that all of you aren't big fans of hip hop, the music genre, not the guy.
Right.
But if you haven't, watch the guy's show. Check it out and let me know if it's truly as destructive to N4G as the main site complains it does.
No.
Which we just kind of covered.
It's not at all destructive.
It's only destructive
because
they make it destructive.
Right.
Yep. Which basically, and then he says, thanks guys, and keep bringing a great podcast. P.S. I know that the main site has a crap load of dumbness stirring in a culture of hatred. But
agreed.
Of course, when people think of N4G, they think of the main site.
Yeah. I mean, that's the problem with the main site is there's way too many fanboys on the main site on both sides. So it just turns into a big giant war over everything, you know, which is, you know, part of the reason why the Hip-Hop Gamer show stuff gets so blown out of proportion.
Yep. It's going to happen with everything.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really matter. Yeah. But that's about all the time we have for the questions.
Well, now,
that last one.
Hold on now. No questions, but I do have plenty of Twitter shout-outs to go through from folks.
They want
to
be shouted out.
Yeah. So normally I'll try and do these actually while in the middle of the show as they come in if there's a place, but today it just kind of all fed into the end. So here is everybody's Twitter shout-out. Article 31 wants us to give him a shout-out. He's a longtime listener. He thinks we're hilarious. Also wants us to plug his podcast because he wants some hits. So his podcast is apparently at youtube.com/VGVpodcast. So there you go. Now, John Whitehouse gave some love on here. Well, just asked why we were talking about Cher, but you'll discover. You'll find out. Mouse00000 says, please mention me. He's a huge fan. You guys are great, so thank you very much. I appreciate that. Marungo wants us to mention how cool he is for upgrading all of the weapons and finding all the emblems in RE5. So big ups to you. H-Dogger has a special request. He said, hey, he just realized he was in the time we were recording the show, and he wants Gambus to whisper some sweet nothings to Zero Tolerance.
Oh, snap.
So, Gambus, can you whisper some sweet nothings into Zero Tolerance's earphone?
What?
Whisper some sweet nothings.
Okay, here it goes.
Oh, good.
Sweet nothings. There you go.
And he says that is as long as you are still doing, or are still going to do whatever someone tweets to you during the show. We are, like I said, this one just got carried to the end instead of doing it actually during the show. Jimbo N says now he suddenly has an urge to hear Gambus Khan sing Cher.
Okay. If I could turn back time. If I could find a way, I would take those things that hurt you, and I'll say, oh yeah, if I could
reach the stars.
Yeah.
He'll feed you the lines, keep singing.
Reach the stars.
If I could reach the stars,
I'd give them all to you.
I'll give them all to you.
And take back those words that hurt. No, wait, wrong part.
You're fired. I'm fired. You're fired.
So there you go. There's some Gambus Khan singing Cher.
Yeah.
S-Sander01 says, what's up, fellas, from Fairfield, Ohio? Keep the laughs going.
Fairfield, Ohio.
Yeah,
really?
So he's right up the road.
What part? Because that's really close to where I kick it.
And he says, I bet Gambus fondled his peggle again, and that's nasty. And you are correct.
You know,
and I
didn't mention it, but I did fondle a little bit of peggle.
I did too, actually. I did too on the on PC where it was free.
It's always good to get free fondling of your peggle.
Everyone is basically responding to the post that I posted on Twitter when we first started the show about the show is recording Cher gargoyles and demonic Pokemon. Oh my! And DarkKane79 says, "You mean Cher isn't a gargoyle?" That is yet to be determined. However, you have presented a strong case towards her gargoyle-ness.
I think Gambus Khan singing as a Cher would be kind of gargoyle-ish.
Gargoyle-esque.
It could be.
He did at least sound stoned.
He did. It's totally stoned.
So there you go. There are your Twitter shout-outs for this week. They all came at the end. Like I said, we can do them as they come in. We can do them all at the end. It's really up to what you guys want.
Do it at the end.
Just do them at the end.
Better.
Okay. All right. Yeah, we'll do it. We'll do them all at the end. So if you send us stuff on Twitter, just make sure that you listen to the show all the way to the end, and we'll run your shout-out.
We'll
and
give you some twit.
If you're listening to the show and you're not on Twitter, you should go sign up and add or follow at N4G Podcast, and we're all actually on there, too, so you can follow any one of us if you like. Also, once again, the weekly plug to go rate us on iTunes, if you would be so kind, because every comment helps. Both helps us do the show better and helps us raise our
awareness
profile on iTunes. So
yeah,
if you guys could do that, that would be awesome, and add more questions to the Ask a Question thread.
There you go.
We're going to be run out by next week. Well,
yeah,
we'll
I know.
Next week,
we need you guys to really bolster on the Ask a Question thread.
We got away from it, and people stopped posting in there.
Cause,
so now it's time to fill it up.
Because God knows that we don't have enough stuff to fill up a two-hour show on our own.
You need to fill up the cup.
Yeah. We really depend on you guys.
Fill the cup.
Like Gambus.
What's up, Professor Chaos? There's my shout-out.
Oh, you gave a shout-out to Professor Chaos?
Why not?
Okay.
Because he don't show up for the show.
Son
That's why not.
B.
Show up for the show.
Son of a B. Sorry for my harsh letter.
Show up. Hopefully, hopefully maybe Boogeyman will show up next week.
He's in 2 weeks.
Oh, in 2 weeks?
Because we're not here next week.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yes, we're not here next week.
Yeah, so there you go. There's another announcement at the end of the show. We're not here next week.
Yeah, it's Easter.
It's Easter.
So we're going to be eating some food and
so yeah,
hunting
we're gonna be doing family stuff or church stuff or whatever. So
eating chocolate rabbits,
we will not be around eating the ears off chocolate rabbits so that they are cursed to live the rest of their lives as deaf rabbits.
They have to be hollow though. They definitely have to be hollow.
Yeah,
like Hollow Man,
like Sleepy Hollow.
Indeed. But that's it. That's
like hollow.
Hey, it's the end of the show.
Hey.
So, Mr. Khan, if you would be so kind to let me get out of here.
Blacktop pavements cover me like a chemical reaction or a steamroller spreading round. Distant buzz and the frequency, it tickles my ear, rumbles under my feet, and it shakes the leaves off of every tree. Violently, what pretension of a lasting peace. It holds such pain and significance. is reduced to remembrance, and the generations pass without recompense. Oh,
I gotta remember what
I wish you balls would be in my mouth, bitch. Damn. Hey.
That was Killer Wolverine.
Hey.
Killer Wolverine would like someone's balls in his mouth. Let it be known.
Nah, dude, that was Wonder Woman.
Scream it from the hilltops.
She didn't get enough of Zero's balls in her nose.
Killer Wolverine says, go forth and bring your balls to me so that I may put them in my mouth.
Zabadoo, dibby, zabadoo. Hey!
What no, you? I can't do it.
Get the fuck off my chair.
He's trying to get you to put your balls in his mouth.
Well, what the fuck are you doing?
He's lovingly stroking the back of your neck
Wonder
now.
Wonder Woman wants some.
And I'm spent. See ya.
Yeah, I think I'm going to split as well.
I'm going to fucking show that. I'm going to show that up your ass, and you can run around and be going, Wonder Whoa. Woman up my ass, and G.I. Joe up my ass.
Wow.
Wow. Where's this episode going to
take us? Here comes a big brown shark.